The Christianity Maintenance Program by Steve Martin. When you get a shiny new lawnmower, the first thing you learn is how to keep it purring like a kitten. You change the oil, clean the air filter, sharpen the blade, and give it regular tune-ups. Skip these steps, and you'll have a sad, sputtering mower on your hands, or worse, a mower fit for the junkyard. Thankfully, they give you a manual with all of the instructions. Well, Christianity has a bit of that vibe, too. Once you've signed up by accepting Jesus, they hand you a to-do list to keep your spiritual engine running. There's often a manual, no, not the Bible, that outlines your maintenance tasks. Daily Bible reading, prayer, and confessing sins are just the basics. Add in regular church attendance, tithing, witnessing, speaking in tongues, and dressing the right way. Every church has its own list, but trust me, there's always a list. If you slack off, you might get a friendly visit from the preacher, face rejection from fellow members, or worst case scenario, get booted out with a side of hellfire. It's up to you to know the list and stick to it. Ignore it at your own risk. God's maintenance-free provision. But here's the good news. You do not need to maintain what God Himself has provided. God's work in you is maintenance-free. After all, you are God's work. You have no need to jump through hoops, no maintenance list to worry about. God, through Christ, has dismantled any to-do list anyone might try to impose on you. Sure, you might study, teach, and read your Bible if you want, but the key is you don't have to. As a means of maintenance, no upkeep is required. You're free. For everyone else, don't worry. It's all taken care of. They might not realize it yet, but they're busy trying to fill a God-shaped hole with all sorts of things. This is God's current design for them, so that they will eventually see that only He can fill that void. Their lists and activities just aren't cutting it. Someday God will reveal the truth to them, and they'll see that there's no list at all. They were in from the start, so we can kick back with peace and assurance, knowing that there's no maintenance program, no checklist, and no need to figure out how to please God. He's already very pleased with us, faults and all, because that's the way He made us.